the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
For Kevin, Kevin thought it was pucking. He thought that would be good, pucking and cross.
It makes sense.
Yeah. It's a good thing you guys are not the marketing people.
For the Hawks, either.
I don't think the Hawks would,
because they're
that
on
either.
The phone now with our marketing people going, make
what?
Him stop!
What are they
make
saying?
Make him stop!
I googled women in Prague. And there's a whole page
women
for
women in Prague?
Yeah.
Yes. They're very, it's a, there's an, it, there is, yes. They're very attractive.
It says Czech women have dazzled Western men with their exotic beauty since the early 90s.
Well, I think, but the president was married to a Czech woman, wasn't he? Wasn't the first one Ivana?
Ivana, yeah. Ivanka's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally true.
You know, if the U.S. president marries hot Europeans, that's, you know, one's going to be a Czech and the other's going to be a Slovenian. Who knew that Slovenia was the, you know,
the
epicenter? But that's the thing. Worked out. Yeah, supermodel.
Number five.
Oh, speaking of the president,
mm-hmm.
He held a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May. She's leaving, you know.
Friday is her last day.
He was asked about his criticism of the London mayor, Sadiq Khan, no relation. Trump called Khan a stone-cold loser after Khan criticized the British government for inviting Trump.
Well, I think he's been a... not very good mayor, from what I understand. He's done a poor job. Crime is up. A lot of problems. And I don't think he should be criticizing a representative of the United States that can do so much good for the United Kingdom. We talked about it before. He should be positive, not negative. He's a negative force, not a positive force. And if you look at what he said, he hurts the people of this great country. And I think he should actually focus on his job. It'd be a lot better if he did that. He could straighten out some of the problems that he has and probably some of the problems that he's caused.
Mm-hmm. So you don't criticize him or we're going to pull. If you criticize the president, he will pull his support for whatever he's supporting. There you go.
I think they're both looking for bonus points, political bonus points. Sadiq Khan knew what he was doing when he started trying to bait him the days before he arrived.
Well, the baiting was taken.
It totally was. Yeah. It was hook, line, and sinker. Yes. The whole thing.
He got the tuna, as Ed Burke would say.
I think Ed Burke was questioning, did we land the tuna?
Yes. Sadiq Khan landed the tuna. He was also, the president was also asked about the protests going on.
There were thousands of people on the streets cheering. And even coming over today, there were thousands of people cheering. And then I heard that there were protests. I said, where are the protests? I don't see any protests. I did see a small protest today when I came, very small. So a lot of it is fake news, I hate to say. But you saw the people waving the American flag, waving your flag. It was tremendous spirit and love. There was great love. It was an alliance. And I didn't see the protesters until just a little while ago. And it was a very, very small group of people put in for political reasons. So it was fake news.
Theresa May snapped her eye socket. Her eyes rolled back so far in her head when he was doing that.
It's fun.
We've seen the protests. There's thousands protests. Of people
in
the streets.
Giant baby statues of him.
Yes.
Well, a baby balloon and a giant statue of him sitting on a toilet. But, you know, what's the difference?
Even though... in Trafalgar Square, there was the massive baby Trump balloon.
Right. The blimp. The baby Trump blimp.
Anti-Trump protesters have polled about various... I'm sorry. I don't understand what just happened here. On this.
The BBC is reporting that, you know, look, they've walked through the streets and there are thousands of anti-Trump
they've pulled
protesters.
The Trump baby through neighborhoods, I think is what it says here.
Oh, is that what it says?
There were pro-Trump protesters who popped the balloon.
Oh.
They did? The baby Trump balloon got
the balloon
got
popped?
Deflated? Was it Corey Lewandowski with a British accent?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. This is a Trump supporter who self-identifies as based Amy, who was quickly arrested.
I'm going in for it. I'm going.
What the f*** you
did it. That's a disgrace. Shame on you. Yeah, baby.
You better go check out. I think Donald Trump's balloon is not very well. I think it's going down rapidly for a reason. Yeah. I'm going to sue you.
Stop resisting. No. You're
listen, wait,
searched.
Wait, wait. I need somebody. Stop resisting. I'm not resisting.
You are resisting.
I'm standing still. Hey, America, help me. These people are assaulting me. Oh!
Relax your
yes, arms. Relax.
Your arms down.
It is so relaxed. Oh! Oh look at my phone.
America, wow. Come help me. Okay, that's right. Wait till Trump sees this video tonight on Fox. Oh my God, he's going to invade England.
He's going to extradite her.
Right, exactly. They're going to send in a SEAL team to go take her out of custody in Worcestershire, wherever the hell she is. This is Trafalgar Square. Is this
that's
where this
near
was?
London. In London, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's not Worcestershire.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, so she did it. She took her little scissors and she popped it. And was promptly arrested.
All right. Oh my God.
What is happening?
I don't know. I mean, why are we living it like this? It's like now we got them going. I mean, they were already kind of a little crazy. I mean, they started this thing with the Brexit in the first place. But what is going on? All right, checking in at
number four.
So here's Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill today responding to the threats in the Senate by Senate Republicans, his fellow Senate Republicans, to try to create a veto-proof majority so that the Trump tariffs against Mexico can't go through, because that's going to be really bad, especially for farmers who sell all of this product into Mexico, and also food manufacturers who buy all the product from Mexico.
Well, there is not much support in my conference for tariffs, that's for sure. I think it's safe to say you've talked to all of our members. We're not fans of tariffs. We're still hoping that this can be avoided.
Now, that's a very, very brave man right there, isn't it? And then right after that, he receded his head back into his collar.
Interesting they're drawing the line here, though. I mean, you haven't seen them draw the Senate Republicans or the House Republicans, for that matter.
It's not really a line, though. That was very wishy-washy.
It was wishy-washy, but I think they are hearing it from people back home when it comes to these tariffs. And I think that's going to be a problem, because they will have to ultimately do something if they're getting pressure
from their constituents. I think it's also important to note that there was a big, I believe it's Washington Post story, about Elaine Chao, his wife, who is actually benefiting, her family is benefiting from some of the pressure that he's putting on China. So it's like, that's in and of itself.
It's a little bit of double speak.
Yes, a pretty, I mean, this is just, you talk about swampiness. This is as swampy as it gets. And the president's just playing into the swampidity of all of this. That's a term, by the way, a technical term. All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, 1. But first, Kim, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Then there's this. Power-happy Colorado's ready to rock Wrigley, but they might have met their long ball match in the Northsiders. Cubs-Rockies Wednesday at 7 on WGN-TV.
Congratulations to Paul from Darien.
Congrats. Awesome.
He might enjoy some pucking in Prague. About that.
Oh, gosh.
No, really?
Pucks and Prague. That's the name of it.
Trip of a lifetime.
It is the trip of a lifetime, and he's qualified now. He's one of the few qualified.
I know, it's pretty huge.
Plus, he also gets all that really cool swag package as well, and he'll see us maybe at the convention.
Nice. Yeah. Congrats, Paul.
Thank you. All right. Are we ready to continue on here?
We are.
Yes, I don't know if we should, really.
Number three.
Alderman Ed Burke was in court today saying he didn't do it. He was arraigned on federal racketeering and bribery charges, where he said, hey, listen, this is how they do. No. But then Lori Lightfoot, she's the mayor, she continued to ramp up the pressure on Burke to quit.
I don't know how he can properly function with integrity, which he will need, and moral authority to do the work for the residents of the 14th Ward when he's got a very serious federal indictment now hanging over his head.
I have not had any response from Alderman Burke, and I don't really expect to, but I think this day is just as sad as when we found out about the multi-count superseding indictment against him.
So far, she says she has not heard back from Alderman Burke.
Right.
Since calling for him to step down.
Hasn't heard back. Yeah. He's going to get right on that.
I don't think he's going to be calling her back, and doesn't seem like he's resigning.
Yeah. Wow. Soon. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Stephen Colbert had his own thoughts on Queen Elizabeth exchanging gifts with Donald Trump.
Oh. Then there was a traditional exchange of gifts. Queen Elizabeth gave Trump a first edition copy of Churchill's World War II book. Look, thank you so much, but don't tell me how it ends, all right? I really like that German Charlie Chaplin who invented the high five. Really, I forget his name.
What?
Oh, gee.
Do you hear the story about how they were, the queen was taking them through the, you know, the royal, you know, gift shop or whatever it was. And they were
yes.
like, and they were, and the queen goes, ooh, don't you remember this?
And of course, you know, this item is
right.
what she said.
It was like a statue of something or another. And he's like, no, got no idea.
Don't
and
Melania, recognize it.
Melania had to jump in and go, we give to you last year.
That
remember,
was our gift.
That was gift to you last
remember,
year.
Remember,
Donald?
We gave that.
We give the gift to the queen lady right over here.
He forgot. He had probably no
right.
interest in ever knowing.
I don't think. Yeah, I got briefed on it.
Whoops.
Yes, we get to little lady. We give her before.
Number one.
All right, this is like a News or Ruse headline. A Florida man called 911 to brag about fleeing a traffic stop. 19-year-old was Nicholas Jones in a traffic stop. He burned rubber. To get away, then called 911.
Oh, wow.
And said, why haven't you called me yet?
911, where's my
station? Yeah, I want to know, so, like, I like, ran from a cop, like 30 minutes to an hour ago. I was the guy who, over there off of Kings of State. Like, what do we pay you guys for? Like, I've driven past four cops.
What do you mean you ran from a cop?
I mean, he turned his lights on me and got behind me, and as he was walking up to my door, I did a donut around him and left.
Oh, okay.
They can trace calls, you know.
Yeah.
It's something that's possible.
Yeah. I mean, he put an APB out or has someone looking for my car. But, like, he definitely got the plate number. But
okay.
He, like, I've passed, like, four cops just driving around. Like, what are you guys doing?
Well, we're working on mini calls, sir.
Okay. Well, you don't have to answer the question.
No, you don't.
You do not have to answer the question.
How about what's your name? What's
yeah.
your phone number? Where do you live?
Yeah.
And where's your car currently parked?
Yeah. Did they ever catch the guy?
I don't know if we got
He's
that
been arrested.
Follow-up.
All right.
Oh, well, there you go. He
oh, my
to
God.
Be. I mean, come on.
That,
he legit asked for it.
Yeah, he did. And I mean, that is a level of jaggery that is so seldom seen. That is gold medal jaggery right there.
Totally.
It's at the very top.
Right.
Hall of Fame jaggery.
Hall totally. Of Fame.
See
this guy
the
goes,
looks on his parents' faces after that whole call was revealed.
He's 19.
Right. What is wrong with you people? Talk about entitled, like, you know, millennials, or not even millennials, but that guy's a Gen whatever it
Zier.
Is. Gen Z, yeah. Oh, she's on the radio, isn't she? Or a podcast or something. All right. You know what we got to do? It's time to say goodnight. That's what we're going to do. Good night. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
The top five at five.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Hit it, sweetheart.